really, probably more so than Nick Easy, responsible for how everything comes together on the entire public transport system. So you heard Craig and Loretta on the ferries this morning. You heard Beck. You heard Kat Feeney. She wasn't really part of a public transport system. She was trying to get you completely alternative. Next thing she'll know, she wants you to stop eating meat and be a vegan, because she rode a bicycle into the program. But we're here at the Queensland Rail Station of Central Station, and my guest, Matt Longland, is the head of the octopus, the TransLink, that links everything with everything else. Matt, thanks for coming along.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You're the dark and mysterious power broker that sits behind the scenes manipulating all of the different public transport services across Brisbane.
Look, that's a bit scary. I do actually get out often. I catch the bus every day. I talk to customers. I talk to drivers and try and get a better feel for what's happening across the network. So a little bit of work in the office, but a lot out and about on the network.
So when you go out and about, what have you noticed that you would want to see improved?
Look, I think we can build for some strengths. You know, in the last couple of years, we've seen significant growth across public transport in southeast Queensland. So our role is to coordinate trains, trams, ferries and buses, so how we pull all of those modes together. 10 million extra customers in the last couple of years. And as Nat Roach highlighted earlier, June was our highest customer satisfaction across public transport in southeast Queensland.
What's led to that? What brought that about? What's changed?
Look, I think we're seeing investment in public transport, particularly on modes like tram. So we've seen a 42%...
So this is down the Gold Coast?
42% growth in Gold Coast public transport patronage off the back of the investment in trams. You're seeing it as a result of things like the busway. So the way that we've set the busway up, the way that we can move the number of people that we do on the bus network, and obviously on rail. We're here at Central Station today. Queensland Rail have done a terrific job to bring reliability back into the network, and as of a few weeks ago, restore the timetable to bring all of those extra services back into the weekly timetable.
One of the issues that comes up for my listeners is connectivity, particularly having the trains and the buses connect. That still seems to be still an issue for my listeners, reliability of connection from the train to the bus.
It is a large network, so 10,000 square kilometres across southeast Queensland. We've got about 430 different bus routes that operate around the network and 150 odd train stations. So a lot of our bus network connects into rail. We do it really well at some of the specific interchanges. So an area like Helensvale on the Gold Coast, we do it well on the Ipswich line, the Caboolture line, but there are some gaps on parts of the network, and that's what we need to work to get better.
Matt Longland is my guest. He's from TransLink. Smart ticketing. Where is the smart ticketing system? Why can't I walk up with my smartphone and swipe my way into the central station yet?
Look, it's terrific while we're here. You might hear all that beeping that's happening behind us. That's the go-card fare gates next to us here at Central. 90% of customers on TransLink use go-card.
Yeah, it's still pretty clunky though.
Look, go-card works really well. It's reliable, it's efficient, and customers use it every day.
I'm one of those customers.
Excellent. But it's 11 years old. So this is about taking that technology to the next level. Queensland will have Australia's first account-based ticketing system. So we are literally starting with the build of the central system, and then that'll be rolled out not just in southeast Queensland, but right across Queensland. That system will be accessible to new technology, so smartphones, watches, those sorts of devices that you see happening in other networks around the world.
So with a smartphone or a smartwatch, I'll be able to use that and just swipe it through a gate here at Central Station and hop on off a train.
That's right. So
will I be able to do the same thing on a bus in Cairns with the same phone or watch?
Exactly right. It'll be
everywhere
a consistent
across
system right across Queensland, which is a first. And I think that's really exciting. Where we're at, we're in the first year of a four-year build. So the central system's being built at the moment. The first regional pilot of our new system is happening in October of this year. So we're rolling out about 80 buses in regional Queensland.
All right, so I land on a plane. I've just come in from Hong Kong to escape the riots or to escape the Chinese government. I've hopped off the plane. I've hopped onto the air train. Can I swipe on with my phone or smartwatch onto the air train?
Absolutely. Air train's already part of the go-card network, okay. But also for travellers, so people coming in from other parts of the world, you'll be able to use your credit card. So MasterCard, Visa, what we call tap and go. So you'll just be able to tap the card on the reader across all of our modes of public transport, and that will access the system.
And I can, on that swipe, go all the way to Helensvale, hop off at Helensvale and swipe my smartphone or smartwatch on the light rail system and catch the light rail into Southport, Gold Coast, Broadbeach, wherever.
Exactly right. And you know, one of the real the reason why Transit came about was around integrated ticketing. So bringing together the modes of public transport onto a common platform, so a zone-based ticketing system. That happened in 2004. GoCard came along in 2008, and this is really the next iteration of that technology to not only use it for ticketing, but also really up the ante in terms of customer information and getting much better technology for customers.
What year will it be fully operational?
The end of 2022, it'll be fully operational across all of the network, and that's all around Queensland. Customers will still be able to use their GoCard after that point. The system will be what they call backwards compatible, so you can still use your card if you'd like to, or you can set up a transport account in the new system.
10 to 6, news at 6. Matt Longland is the head of TransLink. I interviewed John Coates from the Australian Olympic Committee about the 2032 Olympic bid that might be a Queensland-wide bid. He made it quite clear it would not happen, it would not be here, unless we significantly improved our transport system. And he was talking things like very fast rail. What briefing have you been given from the South East Queensland group of mayors or the state government on planning, at least, or conception planning for improvements to the rail system for the Olympic bid?
Look, a really good question. And we have very recent experience in working on major events, having led the Commonwealth Games transport plan, and it is a big challenge. Commonwealth Games, the Olympics is the next level again. Part of the transport challenge is really about how spread apart the venues are. So if there's venues at Sunshine Coast, Gold Coast, Brisbane, and potentially Toowoomba, well then clearly we've got a significant transport challenge to move people efficiently between those venues, and you would need to see significant new investment in the network, absolutely.
Have you been told anything about what planning you should prepare for?
Look, the process to date, and we have, you know, the Council of Mayors have been very open with the work they've been doing. They've briefed myself and my people regularly about the work that's been underway. The stage that we're at now is really the Queensland Government, so that's part of the agency that I work with, the Queensland Government, understanding the feasibility, assessing what that case might look like around the level of investment that's required, the benefits that would come out of an Olympics ahead of a potential bid.
All right, because I know it's sort of 10 years away, but that's actually not that long for building, you know, additional like fast rail tracks. You know, that's not that far away if we're going to seriously go for the Olympics.
I agree. 10 years is a heartbeat on the rail network.
And so you're just waiting for further instructions?
No. As I said, I think there's a process within the Queensland Government to assess the feasibility of the bid, not just the transport part of it, but the investment that would be required in venues, in all of the operations around staging the Olympics. And at that point, when the feasibility is complete, the Queensland Government will make the call as to a bid, what that might look like, and the investment that's required.
All right. New generation rolling stock, as I call them, the nice shiny new trains.
Yes.
How many of those trains are currently operating on our network here?
So we've got 62 of the 75 trains are operating across the City Train network.
On a daily basis?
On a daily basis, and they're across all lines now. So customers are enjoying those across all of the network. So there's 75 trains in total. I think we've got 3 trains still under construction, and we've got about 72 trains here in Australia at the moment, being that those that aren't already on the network are in their final stages of testing.
Is there a problem with the braking system on the NGR trains?
No, the brakes are safe, and there's no issue in terms of the safety of the trains. There has been some concern about the noise and potential squeaking of brakes. That's being looked at by Bombardier, is the company that are providing the trains. My understanding is that there's work underway to assess when it happens. Is it in wet weather? Is it when a train is particularly new on the network? You know, with the new car, sometimes it takes a little while for the brakes to settle in. That work's happening. Thankfully, it's not been an issue in the last month or so.
Didn't the train hit the platform a few months back? Didn't the train sort of overshoot and hit a barrier? Was it Cleveland that hit the end of the line?
That was a long while back, and that was not on an NGR train. It was a 16260 series.
So an older train. So everything's good. No problem with the brakes. Nothing to see here.
Look, the project implementation has been challenging, as has been well reported. Thankfully, we're over the hump now. We've got the majority of the trains on the network. The feedback from customers has actually been very positive, particularly those customers on the longer journeys, Gold Coast and Sunshine Coast. They're comfortable. There's onboard passenger information displays, and the level of service is very good.
My guest is the man who runs TransLink. Matt Longland is his name. This is ABC Radio Brisbane. Just before I go to the news, Matt, a listener wanted to know why we haven't electrified the train line to Pinkenbar to Eagle Farm. Can you speak to that at all? I'm unaware of this stretch of the line. Apparently there's a line there that's not electrified from Pinkenbar to Eagle Farm. Can you speak to that?
Yes, I can speak briefly. That's on the Doomben line. So services currently don't run all the way to Pinkenbar. That was quite an important part of the freight network a little while ago with port activities. I think there was some fuel operations, those sorts of things. So the rail line extends into that area, so sort of near the airport. Passenger services only run to Doomben at the moment, hence why only that section of track is electrified.
What message do you want to get out at the moment to people who use the public transport system? We've been trying to encourage people to get off the roads. I mean, the road congestion in this place, like it is all the capital cities of Australia, is a real problem. It's getting really bad. The solution is what the public have already paid for, the public transport system. So what do you want people to consider when they think about trains?
Look, I think it's important that people have choice, that we can provide a public transport system that provides a viable alternative for people to save them having to drive. That's good for the city, it's good for the region, and it's good for the economy. It moves people much more efficiently, particularly on rail and our high-frequency bus services. So think about it as an option. Those customers that use public transport are actually quite satisfied. Yes, there's things that can go wrong and there's things that we can improve, but the system actually works well across southeast Queensland, and if we can encourage more people to think about public transport as an option, particularly younger, so people in school, people at university, think about when they actually move into the workforce, if public transport's an option for them, it's much more affordable, it's actually also much better for the region.
Is the integration with Cross River Rail on schedule, happening at the right times?
Yes, and I heard your interview with Graham Newton. Graham and I do a lot of work together. We've got a number of our people embedded in Graham's team to make sure we get that right when that project opens. That will be a real game changer for Southeast Queensland. It's not just a CBD project, and it's not just a rail project. It is a project that will transform the public transport network and really start to drive a significant uptake in patronage.
How much? How much of a significant uptake? Rail back on track, want to see a doubling. The rail lobby group want to see a doubling of people using the trains by 2029, 10 years from now. Nick thinks that the existing network couldn't take it. Could it take it if we had the Cross River Rail system in place?
We are now at 189 million across Southeast Queensland, across the four modes of public transport. 400 million by 2029 is certainly very ambitious. So it's well beyond our growth projections. It's probably double what we would expect to experience over that period. But the spark effect of Cross River Rail, don't underestimate the importance of that project in opening up the CBD, particularly for commuters coming to the city.
Matt Longland, Head of Translink, thanks for coming along.
Thanks very much, Steve.
It's 3 minutes to six, news at six.